want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace.
Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and I greet you again and with our friend and my co-minister, Greg Lacamelli, as we continue the Franciscan path of peace and good news with St. Clare and St. Francis. You might remember again, Francis early on in his life was looking, wandering after different personal experiences we may address again, looking and wandering for a direction, purpose, grounding of his life. And interestingly enough, he found it in a number of places, in a leper, a broken person, who he ended up reaching out and actually greeting and kissing, finding in this person that which was first nauseous, but now it moved him to sweetness of life. Finding in this painful and anguished person the Christ, the Anointed One, the one who can heal us all. It's with that journey and Clare resuming it in her own listening to Francis preach the good news that you and I might find ourselves before a cross, a crucifix in particular today, possibly one you have. A crucifix is a cross, as you might remember, with Christ crucified on it. And it lends, particularly for those of us who embrace the fullness of this mystery of Christ dying and rising, not only the cross, but the movement of all of God's life in Jesus Christ. It's especially apparent in the Gospel of John. But you and I sit before the crucifix, and now before what we call the San Damiano cross, which is an ancient, maybe 300 years before Francis, hand-painted crucifix. Bright in color and striking in its imagery, it calls us, and then it was St. Clare who invited us to look upon and follow the One. So this would be Christ, who made himself contemptible for our sake. Now, on our last podcast, I mentioned the contemptible doesn't mean it as it might contemporarily mean it. It might mean that more clearly that he received contempt from others because of the path he took. This would be both Francis and Christ. And Francis chooses to go the way of Christ, not because you want to be contemptible. You certainly don't want to be disliked. I don't anyway. I don't think any of you do. Some of us are very vulnerable to others' opinions. And this is the very point. We let opinion not direct us, but truth and the love of the other for us, the love of God for us, which is calling you and me on this path that we're calling the path of peace and good news with Francis and Clare. Now, it's striking in the movement of Clare that she invites us first to gaze, as we reflected on podcast two. And today, to continue examine is one word, and to consider is another word used in translating her own language into the English today. And it's quite beautiful to sense that movement in our heart, in your heart, in my heart, the movement from, we might say, our wandering, our walking, to pausing now. Now we find ourselves slowing on our journey. Our passage doesn't stop, but it comes to a pause, a quiet moment, a moment maybe of awe if we're really gazing at a cross. We look up from our hands, and though we've been considering our worries or even our joys and hopes, we're taken in, we're looking upon, and now we're considering. For me, considering is a very exciting dynamic. It asks us to get active within ourselves. It really is the movement toward contemplation. We'll talk on another podcast, but it's that getting ready for it. It's not just a slowing down, but allowing our senses to be activated, to really look. It goes deeper in the gaze to considering now what we're seeing, feeling, touching, possibly. As we pause, we begin to be one with what is before us. Why? Well, partly because we lose our sense of separate identity, not completely, but we're not caring about it, and we are before what we see. We behold. And that beholding becomes a rich consideration. This is where the eye meets the heart, and not first just the mind. We're not thinking about it. Considering isn't thinking. It's considere, which means the constellation of the stars. My spiritual director lent me this notion and understanding, and we've talked about it a number of times. We think of constellations of things. They're in order, in relationship, and yet profoundly unique and standing, freestanding, and yet somehow depending upon each other's dynamic. Or we would say as Christians and Jews, they have come forth from the same creator. So many though they are one body, we would say in Christianity. In America, we talk e pluribus unum, many, but one. The one has come forth from the many. And you and I stand there before the crucifix of Christ and are considering how many he has brought into his oneness. How, as we hear from the ancient prophets, he bore the wounds and sins of everyone. He was subjected to things. He was held contemptible. And yet you and I would be standing here with awe and love, considering, not first thinking, but being struck by it. A story that might help with this is one was told to me some time ago, and I love to recall it in homilies at times. A young boy, I think he was in a classroom or somewhere where faith was being expressed and the cross was taken out, the San Damiano cross. And if you've had a chance to look at it before, or you're gazing upon it now actually, and you're considering it with me, you begin to consider what the little boy was noticing. And with his other friends clustered around, he said, "Oh, look. Oh," he said, "he wasn't alone. He wasn't alone." Because in the San Damiano cross, you and I will see there's a rooster somewhere in there. The two Marys are down on the bottom on the right. The centurion who speared his side, as we hear in John's gospel, and blood came forth, is standing there. There's a tomb behind the body of Christ. And so this is the Christ who is already entombed. He died on this cross, now is buried, and it also is the wide-eyed Christ, alive and going on before us into Galilee. So it's the resurrected Lord. All of this somehow in this depiction. And this little boy was just saying, "Oh, he wasn't alone. There are at least three or four other human figures in here. And a rooster." So we could say the whole world and creation is to be considered as we enter into the mystery of Christ's passage for us. This path of peace and healing, of good news that is Christ's, we are considering now. And we remain open to it. There's no reason why you and I have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. So as I've had to clear my voice, and Greg has been good enough to edit most of this out, and I get a little raspy again, you know, there's this sense of the journey has the rough edges and times, and we consider those as well. They're part of each of us. So we're not leaving them before we go to the cross, when we are before it. But we realize everything going on in us is considered, brought together, held as one, by the one who open-eyed in this beautiful painted cross, crucifix, looks out at us. God is gazing upon us now and considering us, holding us as a parent would on one's lap, or a mother by holding us to her breast and feeding us. So this is a nourishing journey of contemplative prayer, and you and I keep opening up to the simple passage, the simple way of walking with the one who has walked for us, walked before us, and walks within us right now. Because this is a living and alive God, in Christ Jesus Christ, who died and is risen. and goes on before us into the world. So much to consider. That's why it's so wonderful that we don't get wrapped up in our ideas or Dan Riley's stories, but you take time with yourself, what bubbles up within you, as Father Bob Straczynski might have said. What happens as you risk letting the parts and pieces of your own life be considered by the one that you sit before, when you sit or stand or lay or rest before the crucifix, the Samdami on a cross, the sign of God's presence in our midst. My friends, let us continue to walk this walk with great delight and pain and urgency and peace and hope, all those human feelings that come together and are held together in a constellation of humanity that is each of us and we together. E pluribus unum, all in all, all in one body, in Christ. Be well, my friend, and let us journey with Greg and others who are sharing this time with us. Let us, in this passage, as we gaze and consider and continue, also to be still and know that God is God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and gaze and consider. Be still and know. Be. From Dan Riley, Greg Lecamelli, and the Mountain Community. Continue to walk the path with us if you wish. Go back and listen to another one, or begin to make your own images or notes and your own quiet and your own ability to sit before and consider the cross of Jesus Christ. Blessing and God's peace along the way.
We adore you, most holy Lord, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ. As we gather together in this place and throughout all the world, we worship you, Lord. We adore you, O Lord, and we bless your holy name. For by your cross you have redeemed